I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we'll talk about summer movies, especially the ones causing heartburn for critics. Some say the most anticipated films this summer are riddled with racist, homophobic stereotypes, but audiences are eating them up anyway. So what's the line between biting satire and unacceptable stereotype? And who decides? That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, the next big thing. That's our occasional feature where we try to clue into the latest social and cultural trends, and we think it might be Asian Americans and comics. Now, just saying that phrase makes you stop and think, who are the Asian American superheroes or supervillains for that matter? Well, to find out, you can head to the Asian America Comic-Con in New York City this Saturday. Jeff Yang is one of the organizers of the event. He is editor-in-chief of Secret Identities, the Asian American superhero anthology. In his spare time, he writes the Asian pop column for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he is a very serious fan of comic books and graphic novels. And he joins us now to talk about the next big thing, Asian Americans in comic books. Welcome, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Great to be on.
Well, so who are the Asian American comic book superheroes?
You know, that's exactly the problem that led us in part to actually organize this conference. The number of Asian Americans in comics on the creative side is staggering. There are tons and tons of incredibly talented people who are drawing and writing comics these days. But the number of Asian American heroes or villains or characters of any note is ridiculously small. I mean,
what
you can count on a couple of hands.
So they're behind the scenes. They're not on the page. They're behind the page.
Yeah,
the hand behind the page.
Exactly. It's sort of like behind the camera, as it were. But
yeah.
Not,
why is that?
You know, we kind of joke around a little bit about there being a kryptonite ceiling. There's a sense in which a lot of the icons of comics today, you know, like Superman and Batman and so forth, they were created back in the 20s and 30s and 40s when the definition of hero was essentially, you know, straight white male. And these icons are kind of like the big brands. It's impossible in many ways to kind of catch up with five decades of intellectual property. And yet, you know, there is a kind of change in the atmosphere happening. If you look at the comics world today, there's more kind of variety, more diversity, not just behind the scenes, but increasingly we're starting to see more and more characters of color in the panels themselves as well. And that's what this con was about, you know, sort of celebrating the emergence of a new kind of color and texture in comics.
So the Asian American Comic-Con, what is that?
You know, what we've done is, of course, in editing Secret Identities, we pulled together dozens, literally just a staggering number of incredibly just able and interesting people who are creating comics today in superhero comics, alt comics, even in manga, you know, which is the other big force reshaping the comics industry, comics from the East. And what we did was in kind of engaging this conversation with them over the book, we realized there wasn't a lot of place for them to get together and talk. And so this con usually means convention in comics parlance, but we really think of it more as a conversation. We're bringing together many of the top creators in comics today from all the different branches of comics, and we're putting together panels that really kind of dig deep into some of the issues behind why it is that comics are so critical to our culture, but also, you know, still have some room to go.
Mom wants to hear about that. Why comics are so critical to our culture. But one of the panel discussions at the event will be the Asianization of pop culture. Tell me more about that.
You know, well, as I mentioned, kind of one of the big forces really reshaping not just the comics industry, but pop culture at large, is the arrival of, you know, Asian influences. I mean, we're talking about anime and manga, sort of Japanese animation, Japanese comic books. We're talking about, you know, action cinema coming from the East. And increasingly, we're seeing this sort of next generation of comics readers, of pop culture enthusiasts, just sort of saying, the farther away, the sort of more exotic it is to my experience, the more interesting it is to me. So this Asian flavor in popular culture has become kind of the dominant streak these days. And we're going to take a look at that with some of the top creators both from Asia and the United States who have been working in that sort of milieu and kind of talk about why that's happening.
I'm curious. I know the conversation hasn't happened yet, so I'm sure maybe you'll come back and tell us once it has what you've discovered. But I'm curious what you think the appeal is. I'm thinking about what you talked about, the iconic figures of the comics of the 50s, and the underlying theme seems to be this kind of paranoia about the outside threat, right? This is kind of the Cold War era.
Oh, yeah.
And in a way, it that kind of fear kind of got sublimated into these superhero characters who were able to ward off these vague threats. What do you think is there an underlying appeal or theme behind the appeal of manga and some of these other art forms?
I think that what we've gotten to is a point technologically where the world literally is at our fingertips. We've gotten to the point where all of us are kind of moon explorers, you know, from our parents' basements. And there's a sense in which this ability to access information and, you know, kind of cultural memes and ideas and phenomena from literally all over the planet at once has gotten us to a point where, you know, that's the stuff we want to access, that sort of stimulus from beyond our doors and outside of our neighborhoods. And I'd like to think that it's changing the ways that, you know, my kids and my grandkids are going to be looking at themselves as well as the rest of the world. That sort of insularity that has really shaped, I think, a couple generations of Americans, you know, I think that's really starting to peel away.
Well, what is the do you have a favorite? Asian American superhero character? What's his name or her name?
You know, it's kind of funny because the character that I remember growing up with, I was a huge X-Men fan when I was growing up, was this character, Jubilee, who's a sort of Chinese American mall rat, Julie, Jubilation Lee, who has this power to essentially create like bioenergetic fireworks. And it was always kind of weird to me that, you know, out of all the powers that an Asian person could have, a Chinese person could have, you know, of course it has to be something like being able to create fireworks with your hands, you know?
See, you said it, I didn't. I'm not going there.
But, you know, that's kind of typical of Asian characters in comics. There was always this, you know, overlay that their ethnicity somehow reshaped their powers, you know, kind of like African Americans comics. You know, you always had like Black Panther, right? You can't just be Panther, it's got to be Black Panther. And we see the same sort of thing with the history of multicultural characters in comics throughout.
All right. Jeff Yang is one of the organizers of this weekend's Asian American Comic Con in New York City. He joined us from our bureau in New York. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.